Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
This is episode 341, top of the day to you, Tox.
341.
Keeping it alive.
That doesn't rhyme. 341.
Still we did doing one. It.
We leave it at that.
Are recording a little earlier this week, so we haven't done as much watching as we would like.
No.
But it also is around the time where I start looking for things to watch.
Yeah.
And I thought instead of watching suggestions just that we've watched, mm-hmm. why don't we have a look at the list of things that are available to watch over July on the streaming sites. Have a like.
You've done our research for us.
Have a little look at some of them and see if you're interested. Okay. See if I'm interested. Okay. See if you are interested as well.
Are you going to go in streaming services? So are you going to like do all Prime first?
No, because I feel like that's going to take forever.
Okay.
But I have got Prime and Disney's blog page for what is out.
Fab.
For them. And some other stuff as well. But we'll also be doing a quiz not about what's coming out, but about an actor.
Okay.
So one of the movie synopsis things. And that is based on one of the news stories, which should we get to right now?
Yes, I've got one to start with.
Oh, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for the
Become a watcher on Facebook. Facebook.com/WeAreTheWatchers.
You might be mildly disappointed. Ugh. I can't log into my ABC iView app.
What the hell?
I know.
Why?
Every time I go click log in, it does this quick little page as though I have logged in, then it goes, nah, log in. Then,
does it need to be updated?
I don't know.
Try on your phone now.
All right. Are we ready, everyone?
All right.
ABC iView.
Yes.
All right, watch it.
I'm watching.
Oh, this is different. Okay, it's already
Who's
started
watching?
Differently.
Okay, so you click on
it's
you.
It's me. Because it is the only profile on there. Okay,
it's
never mind.
In.
And the news is Steph got in.
She fixed it.
Yay.
Not
Top
only
news program right there.
Not only are you a watcher, but you're a fixer as well.
Oh, my
she
gosh.
Fixes things.
Oh, gosh.
Another news story that is obviously not as exciting is that A Quiet Place 3, called A Quiet Place Day One, has gone pretty well in the box office.
What do you mean by Day One? Is it a prequel?
So it looks at what happened on the first day.
I like that.
Yeah.
I do.
Because I think, if I recall correctly, the second one showed a little bit of it, but I think this one is from a different perspective. It's completely different characters, and we see what
happened.
What happened, pretty much. So this one has made. So they were hoping, right, for about $40 million for the first weekend at the box office. It made $53 million.
That's pretty spec.
That's pretty good, isn't it? And I mean, I know we're not talking Inside Out.
We're
two
not Inside
numbers,
Out two category,
but that's still pretty good. Meanwhile, do you want to know how much third week Inside Out made?
Yeah, go on.
$55 million.
Yeah, shame. Shame it dropped so much. Losers.
<Isn't that> funny. So funny. It's just, yeah. What I like is that this is from Deadline, and they were kind of like, well, why are people liking going to see A Quiet Place, seeing this is the third installment?
Yes.
And they kind of hypothesize, saying that it's a fresh take on the universe, so new characters, like we said. Also, they're wanting to go and see it in the best possible format because they're going to like IMAX and stuff like that.
Yeah, okay.
Made for 41% share of the ticket sale so far. So that makes sense, right? If you're going to go, you might as well go
you
and
need
watch
the
it.
Surround sound or something
Have a
like
look
that,
at
don't
it.
You?
Yeah, that you're never going to get when you're at home.
No.
Because, I mean, A Quiet Place is so – sound is so important in A Quiet Place in those films.
Mm. And you'd think there'd be some things you would miss at home.
Oh, yeah.
Like unless you've got a fully decked out, you know, home cinema.
Or you got headphones on watching it that way.
Yeah.
That's not the same, is it?
When was the last time you went to the IMAX?
Oh, years and years and years. I have not been for
Me neither.
Not years. Years. I actually don't know what I saw last. Maybe we should go sometime. That might be fun.
I think I'd like to. I would. Okay. I think the last thing I saw was Hubble. 3D.
That would be cool. I do remember the first one I went to see was some sort of underwater documentary. Mm-hmm. I have no recollection of what it was about, but remember thinking, this is really cool.
This is amazing.
I'll definitely come back.
Do you know what is on my bucket list? The Sphere in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Don't that sounds really cool.
Sounds really cool, doesn't it?
But that's what Vegas is all about, right? If you don't want to do gambling, then you're there for those spectacular spectacles.
Yeah.
You go and see a couple of shows and you go to a buffet.
It truly is more than just
definitely
gambling.
Absolutely. Otherwise,
and strip clubs, I assume.
Yeah. I was going to say they'd be one block back from the strip, but I think that Vegas has become so big now. We should have Heath back on. We need to talk to him about this. That one trip back from the strip would just be more big things.
I went, 5-6 years ago, and it was remarkably different and bigger than when we went however long ago
that was. Isn't that crazy?
Like, I remember going, there are buildings there that weren't there. Because remember we were looking, what were we looking for? And we ended up sort of in a...
Was it like the Hilton? We were going to go there for like the buffet or something?
We ended up in a souvenir shop that looked like in some derelict construction
Super
site.
Dodge. And that was the thing that I...
And that wasn't
another
fun.
Time I remember. It's just construction sites constantly as things get knocked down, put back up again.
Yeah.
Yep. Something bigger, I mean, gets put back up again. Vegas is I think if you lived in the US, probably closer to that side of the country over to the west, you would go more than, you know, once every 10 years.
You'd be buying your tickets to go and see stuff.
Yeah, that's
people's
where you go
residencies,
and see stuff. Yes.
Whereas for us, we can't really participate.
Mm-mm. No, if you're going to go to Vegas, it's because you're going over to the US to go to other places.
Yes.
And you go there and you look at what is available.
On those 2 days that you're there.
Yeah. And you try and like just fill your time. Because Vegas is not about relaxing, right?
No.
That's not what.
No.
You can go somewhere else for relaxing.
Yeah.
The same with New York. New York is not about relaxing.
No.
See the sights?
Your biggest relaxing will be let's sit in Central Park.
And watch people.
To be watched.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We saw, do you remember who we saw?
We saw Puff Daddy.
We saw Puff back when he was Puff Daddy.
When he was Puff Daddy with his son, they had a football. Just chucking
footballer,
football around.
A footballer.
Yeah, they had an actual
they
footballer.
Had an actual NFL player. Yeah. And they were just throwing him around.
And he was like, it was really unusual and memorable. That's why we remember.
Yeah.
Andrew McCarthy, remember him?
Yes, of course I remember him.
He was part of the Brat Pack.
Mannequin.
Yes, Mannequin. Yes. Well, he is in a new film. It's a sci-fi thriller.
Really?
And I thought this one sounded a bit interesting. It's about a heated interrogation between a US intelligence expert who has been tasked to help an astronaut who has amnesia. And this intelligent agent, expert, whatever, is trying to help the astronaut recover his memory in order to determine who or what killed the rest of the crew before they crash landed back in Earth.
Interesting.
Pretty
interesting.
Cool. I like that. Is it aliens? Is it us?
It's us.
It's almost always us, right?
100%
always.
Us.
We're always. We're such troublemakers.
It's our own.
Trouble for ourselves.
It's our own organization. We're humans. We cannot get along. We pretend.
We ruin everything. Yeah. Morgan Freeman has thanked his fans and also users for calling out unauthorized AI imitations of his voice. So some voiceovers.
Nice.
I mean, he's done so much stuff. Not only, obviously, has he done live action film work, but a lot of documentaries. That is his voice.
Yes.
And that is, it's like David Attenborough or Morgan Freeman, it's that kind of thing.
But it's legitimately paid work.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And because his voice is so famous and well-known, it's made him a very popular target for this AI-generated voice imitations. Including you can hear them on TikTok. And he is not a fan of it.
How bizarre would that be? I mean, take away the whole legalities and the financial side of it. But for you to log on to TikTok and you're like, that's my voice.
Didn't say that.
I didn't say any of that. Am I offended? Do I feel Is it intrusive?
Well, I mean,
weird. Right?
I think the scarier one is the deep fake, where it is the voice and also the face,
yes,
facial reactions,
yeah,
everything. I think that one would be really creepy, and also you would feel like, well, when are they just going to take my jobs?
Mm.
Like all of the next roles that I want to do, are they just going to be deep faked?
Yep.
Terrible. He said, I want to thank my incredible fans for your vigilance and support in calling out the unauthorized use of AI voice imitating me. Your dedication helps authenticity and integrity remain paramount. Yeah.
Scary times.
You know, I'm kind of thinking in the future what we're going to see, and we as the audience will have to make the decision. You'll have to do probably your due diligence, like your research, and find out, has this movie or series been written by a human or by AI?
Mm.
And then make the decision whether you want to watch it.
It will be the blue tick situation.
Yeah.
Which is so stupid. If a movie gets released and it's got to have the blue tick, this is an authentic production.
Yeah, human made.
Yeah.
Human made. Human-made creativity. It's just, it's wild. Another one, video games, like, is this voice an actual actor or is it AI?
Yeah.
I'm going to make the decision whether I want to buy.
I mean, it's so clever, and it's creativity, because someone has created that to create more. But can't they put their use to good?
Yeah.
Can you not make life easier for us?
If so, what is that good? You know, I don't know.
But stop making more of life.
Mm.
We've already got that. We've already got Morgan Freeman. We're good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in his will, he can write something up. But otherwise, could you do something better?
And I guess that is another thing to think about. You know, actors who are no longer with us, their body of work now is so special because that's all there is.
Yes. Yeah.
Hmm. Morgan Freeman quiz?
Really?
Yeah, that's coming up a little bit later on, so see how you go. How well do you know Morgan Freeman? But instead of some watching suggestions today, we're going to have some watching forwards.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Mm. Let's have a look at the month of July. All of us combined, we will get excited and ready and see what we actually like. So it's kind of when you look for things to watch and you know are coming up.
Yes.
There are very extensive lists and you're like, I don't know what that is. It'll literally just be a list and when stuff is coming out. And I find that a bit overwhelming.
Mm.
Then you can go onto like the blogs and they'll say, here are five that we think are really good. That's quite good. And then there are some in the middle, but best I find is to just have a look through all of it and then get overwhelmed and then just scroll anyway. But I thought we'd have a look first at some stuff in Disney, because Disney has got their blog up and it's not too much, so it's not overwhelming. Yeah. So Descendants, Rise of Red, I know that is a good tweeny kind of movie series that people really get behind. This is a new one. It's coming out on the 12th of July. So if you have seen the other Descendants movies, or if you're, I don't know, a kid between 7 and 13 or 14, probably going to want to watch it. Maybe you don't even need to have watched the other ones to get into this one.
Who knows?
Kids will do the darndest things. Kids will watch in the darndest order. From the 5th of July, there is a feature doco that I do want to watch.
Tell me.
It's called Bratz. And it looks at the iconic films from the 80s of the Brat Pack.
I think I've seen a trailer for this.
Now, the best thing about this is that the director, Andrew McCarthy, who we were just talking about.
I know. Right? Who had his absolute heyday.
Oh, for sure.
That time.
He absolutely. And we're also talking Rob Lowe, Demi Moore, Ali Sheedy, Emilio Estevez,
and they're all part
John Cryer, Leah Thompson.
They're all part of this doco.
This
aren't
doco,
they?
Yeah. Oh, I cannot wait. This is something I definitely want to watch. If you've ever seen any 80s movies, you're probably going to want to watch this because we're going to find some great behind the scenes stories.
If you haven't seen any, you've got 5 days.
Yeah, that's right. Hurry up. That is one on my list for sure. This one confused me a little bit because it says Gordon Ramsay Uncharted Season 4, but I read it Gordon Ramsay Uncharted 4, and I was like, what, he's now in the video game
he's
Uncharted
new,
4?
He's
what,
what's going the on? New.
They remastered the new it and it's him?
It's him.
It's him? So
I mean,
weird.
He's fit.
He is fit. You're right. He could do it. He could do it. Absolutely.
I'm not shaking my head at Gordon Ramsay in Uncharted 4. I'm not.
I probably would play it. I would play the hell out of that. He would swear so much and I am yeah. on board. And
survivalish yeah. nature.
Yeah.
He'd be fine.
Yeah. Well, that's what that whole Uncharted series
exactly.
is about. They've got, I mean, he's Uncharted, you know, he goes everywhere. So he's going to, okay, so this season he's cooking for the Jordanian royal family.
Oh, nice.
He is going to the Cliffs of Moher in Ireland.
I mean, there's always a cliff involved in this. Always. He's Uncharted, isn't he?
He's clearly not scared of heights. He's going to Cuba, diving for stone crab in Florida, herding cattle in Hawaii.
Fun.
And he's off to Spain's. Oh, he's off to Spain. He's doing something in the water there. I don't know what it is, but I'll have to watch it to find out. And I'll be watching that from the 3rd.
Very I think soon. I will.
I think I'm going to be doing that. And from the 1st, Anthony Mackie. What, you think he's just an actor? No way. He's also a documentary presenter.
Yeah, okay.
Shark Beach. He's on the Gulf Coast. So if you are really into Anthony Mackie, sharks, and all the Gulf of Mexico, you'll be enjoying all of that in Shark Beach with Anthony Mackie.
I get from your delivery of that.
I
that you're not
watching
that one.
Nah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's fine. Sharks are fine.
I'm not watching sharks.
I'm sure the Gulf of Mexico.
Him and the Gulf of Mexico, take the sharks out and might be interesting.
Oh, yeah. I would watch that more, actually, now that you say that. But Shark Week's so big that I feel that that's kind of, oh, we'll do shark-related stuff.
Yeah, I know. It's so niche, but not for me.
Futurama Season 12 from the 29th of July.
Honestly, hand on heart, didn't know it was still going.
Same.
Well
very
done, you guys.
Excited about that. There's a lot of other stuff around. In fact, that Disney itself has got a massive list of other things that are coming out. A lot of documentaries in there for the National Geographic aspect of it. A lot of stuff. Honestly, that National Geographic part of Disney Plus
really
is not
good.
To be slept on. I really think it's worthwhile.
And their kids' ones are really good.
Yeah, right.
Really good.
Okay, well, we'll obviously have to be checking that out.
Well, okay, you make me.
Prime Video is Amazon, and they have also put a blog out. We'll have a little bit of a look at theirs. We won't look at everything because they've got 15 of them. Or do you want to go through them?
Is it in order of like 1st, 2nd, 3rd?
No, it's in order of probably how much money they spent on it.
All right, do it. Give me five. Okay. Give me five of them.
Okay. So the first one is called Those About to Die.
Not sure about that.
Those About to Die is a film set in Roman times, Roman Empire.
Oh.
So it's all about
– everyone's Roman Empire.
That's right. Slave laborers, the empire becoming massive, and the mass population, bored, restless, and just like, can we just have like free food, spectacular entertainment? Can we have chariot racing? Can we have some gladiator fights? And, oh, I don't know, should we have an emperor called Sir Anthony Hopkins? He's in it. Then there's another one here, and I was looking at the poster for it. It's called The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. I'm like, well, that already sounds quite funny. And I went, is that Henry Cavill?
Show me. I can't quite see from here.
But it is. It is. And it's based upon recently declassified files from the British War Department.
Ooh.
It's an action comedy and talks about, so this is World War II.
I think you might have me.
Small group of military officials and a top secret combat unit, right? And it's like a motley crew of rogues and mavericks go on a daring mission against the Nazis using entirely unconventional and utterly ungentlemanly fighting techniques. I'm in.
Oh, yeah, I'm in.
It's basically what modern Black Ops are.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty cool. I think that one's
comedy sounds good.
Yeah, I think that one sounds really interesting. Sausage Party Foodtopia comes out on the 11th. Hmm. Sausage Party was out in 2016. This is Seth Rogen, Kristen Wiig.
Yeah, okay.
Edward Norton, Will Forte, like just goodness. A whole heap of people in it. I think it will just be as ridiculous as the original one. So that sounds interesting. A lot of people like Dave Bautista, and he has got a film coming out on the 18th called My Spy, The Eternal City. And it's about he is a veteran CIA operative and his 14-year-old stepdaughter. They reunite to save the world when a high school choir tour of Italy is interrupted by a nefarious nuclear plot targeted at the Vatican.
That sounds like a good Boulder Dash.
It does, doesn't
movie
it?
Title.
Now, I think I did about
five,
but I just want to point out binge-worthy classic series Beverly Hills 90210.
It's coming to Disney.
Is coming to Amazon.
Amazon.
There we go. Obviously, we don't need to put the cast in there because
we all know them.
Famous.
Classics.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't.
Look, I'm really glad that you managed to get your ABC iView going.
Yeah.
Because I was actually there is coming to ABC iView.
This is what I've been waiting for.
Okay, this is
I
the
have
9th.
Been waiting for this
it's
one.
It's the 9th.
Yeah.
So it is, I was actually there, takes a look at big moments throughout history through the lens, mm-hmm. I'm quoting, mm-hmm. of people who are actually there. So Boxing Day Tsunami
yes.
is there, Woomera Detention Centre, Port Arthur Massacre.
Yep.
Really
Beaconsfield Mine.
Interesting
yeah,
stuff.
I can't wait for that one.
So it's not too far, the 9th.
Thank goodness my app's working again.
Goodness, you got it working. But you'll have to see if it's working on the TV as well because you might want to watch it on not on
yes,
your phone.
Yes, I will because I like to cast everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be perfectly honest. I was logging on to check the date of what the release.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, so there you go.
You did it
I
for
answered.
Me. Thank
I
you.
Answered for you. This is another one I thought you might find interesting. It looks to be a doco because I looked the bloke up and he's a real person. I wasn't sure because it sounds so unbelievable. It's on Netflix. It's called The Man with 1,000 Kids. Have you heard of this?
No, tell me more.
So, for those who are unable to have kids, sperm donors
yes.
exist.
Hang on, maybe.
There's
I
a Dutch
have.
Musician, and he has managed to bypass the donor center's rules and regulations, and he has fathered more than 25 children, but he's also gone around the world and done the exact same thing, and it is believed that he has conceived more than 600 children worldwide.
Oh, my goodness.
That comes out on the 3rd of July.
I've got so many questions about
you'll have to watch it on
him.
Front. Yeah, well, I thought that was
I'll
an interesting
back,
one.
Everyone.
I thought that might be one that you would find what, like, you would put on your list and I would find interesting, but I know I'll forget to watch it.
So you'll wait for me.
I'll
yeah.
wait for you to talk about
but,
it.
But, you know, that's the give and take we do for each other.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We're really nice people.
We're really lovely at sharing. You watch this and I'll tell you about it. Thanks.
If you are craving Friends and also maybe you want to rewatch The Reunion, you can see it on Stan. It comes out on the 1st of July. And there is, I'm just scrolling through. This is the big scroll, right? Mm. Scroll, like it's massive. There's so much stuff going on here. If you want a couple of older films, you've got things like Jerry Maguire on the 27th, mm. Bend It Like Beckham on the 28th. That's coming to Stan.
I could watch that again.
I could watch that one again. I think it might be worth checking out Binge because House of the Dragon is still going.
Yeah.
One episode a week. And the list of stuff that they have got is unbelievable. Unbelievable. But the one that I'm going to watch is season 5 of 24 Hours in Police Custody.
Oh, that's so you.
That's me, right? That's from the 3rd. and a whole heap of other stuff. Honestly, I'm still scrolling and I'm still going. One that I reckon you would like would be Heathrow, season 7.
I think I used to watch that back in the day.
You can watch it again.
I love chaos like that.
Place in the Sun, season 15.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lot of good stuff. Motorway Patrol, would you take that or would I take it?
Probably you.
Okay, I'll take that
one. I would
have
back in the day, but it's yours now.
Okay, okay. Would you, I don't think you ever got into this one, but 90 Day Fiancé?
I did for a bit.
Oh, okay.
Early, early seasons I did.
Well, this one is called, I mean, this is season 5 and 6. It's coming out on the 22nd of July, but it's before the 90 days.
Okay.
So it's how they met.
Yeah.
I mean, I would guess it's on the internet.
Oh, they're all so dodge. They're so dodge.
Oh, well, of course they want to be on TV. I think it is now time, because I'm a bit overwhelmed now. Are you overwhelmed? Yeah. I think it's now time to get into this quiz. Yeah, so much to watch, honestly, so much. But I feel like I've got some real solid ones that I and now here they're in
my
head.
I feel like I'm still gonna log on and scroll and then go
oh, there it is,
that one.
I need to watch that one. This quiz is called Morgan Freeman. I will give you the synopsis of a Morgan Freeman film and you have to tell me what it is.
I really don't think I'm gonna do well.
An old woman and her chauffeur,
driver Miss Daisy,
from 1989.
And the quiz is finished. 100%. Well done.
You're done, good kid. A whiny news reporter is given the chance to step into God's shoes.
Is it Jim Carrey?
Yes. From 2003.
Is Lauren Graham in it or is that Yes Man? Is it Yes Man?
I can't remember. It's not Yes Man.
It's...
His name was Bruce.
Bruce Almighty.
Yes. Very good. Very good.
I forgot Morgan Freeman was in that.
This bloke decides to fight back as an outlaw when faced with the tyranny of the Sheriff of Nottingham.
Robin Hood? Robin Hood.
Prince of
Thieves.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to have a guess what year?
No, 97.
No, earlier, 1991.
Oh, fun. Mm.
It was the film that Bryan Adams...
Yeah. That's a true Leah and Steph conversation.
God contacts Congressman Evan Baxter and tells him to build an ark in preparation for a great flood. Evan. It was Steve Carell?
Steve Carell. He's Noah's Ark.
So it's the sequel of Bruce Almighty. And his name is Evan.
Evan Almighty? Yes. Really? Is it? I honestly wouldn't have picked that.
Oh, dear. African monarch Akeem learns he has a long-lost son in the United States and must return to America to meet his unexpected heir and build a relationship with his son, African monarch.
Coming to America 2?
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen it.
It's on Amazon, I think.
I'm going to have to.
It was the talk of the town around the pandemic. It was 2021 and people are like, yeah, I'm going to watch it. I'm like, I'm going to save that for when there's nothing else for me to watch. And now it's 2024 and I still haven't gotten to it.
No.
And obviously it's going to take maybe where we're going to be looking into August because filled up July. Far
but
out.
You know, then when you are given the option, do you go back and just watch Coming
actually,
to America?
Honestly.
Because there are so many bits. The grease, hair grease on the back of the lounge.
What was it called?
McDougal's.
Slow glow or something it's called like that. Yeah. You're the queen to be.
Hey, because I like to everything to do full circle back to Bravo and Housewives.
Okay, yeah.
The girl in it is Garcelle, who is a Beverly Hills housewife now. Thank you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm going to find you. I'm going to find you a picture.
Yeah, I want
a
photograph. Okay, whilst you're trying to find a photograph, I'm going to do the last question in the quiz. Over the course of several years, two convicts, form a friendship, seeking consolation and eventually redemption through basic compassion. Redemption.
Redemption.
The something something redemption. Starting with S, the something redemption. The
Shawshank Redemption. You know, I started to think that, and then all I could think of in my head was the Green Mile.
Yeah, I know.
Still a jail
I know,
one,
right?
Yeah. And I was like, it's not it. That's not
it. Yeah, it's not it. Yeah, exactly. Do you want to have a little stab in the dark of what year?
Oh, Shawshank. 94.
Yes!
I just won the quiz!
Can you show me a photograph of that girl, lady? Huh. Wow. I would not recognize her. I mean, that movie is from very, very many years ago.
Do you want to guess or did you read it? Did you read it?
From Coming to America?
Yeah, did you read it? On?
No, I didn't. Okay, so it's the 80s for sure. 1988.
You got it! You won the quiz too!
That was close because I was about to say 1987.
You would have been a loser.
I would have, but I wasn't. No, so
that great. Was a USA, USA.
On that note, Stephanie, thank you very much.
We won the quiz.
Yes!